So tell us more about this, Emily.
Well, look, it's not necessarily a surprise. Brendan Uribe had already been sort of sidelined at Facebook. He was the CEO of Oculus when Facebook bought it, but a couple of years ago, he started working on a more narrow feature of the product, and Facebook brought in another executive from Xiaomi to run the hardware efforts at Facebook. But what makes this not great for Facebook is that this is yet another founder of a company that Facebook has bought in a very high-profile acquisition that has left. Both of the founders of Instagram have left, both of the founders of WhatsApp have left, and they haven't left under the best circumstances. So it's not a good look for Facebook. On one hand, we've heard that Mark Zuckerberg has tried very hard to keep these founders happy. On the other, we've also heard that Facebook is exerting more and more control over these services. And so if the founders of these services disagree with how Facebook wants to, essentially exploit them or get them to add to the company's overall mission, they may disagree with that.
How often will a founder stay on with a company that's purchased it?
Well, and that's another point. These founders have all made a lot of money. They've all stayed a fair amount of time, and so it makes sense that they would want to move on. That said, all of them leaving in such a short span of time, it doesn't look very good for Facebook as the company is going through these major data privacy scandals, an election scandal, especially as the U.S. midterm election is approaching. And you can sort of read between the lines. When the founders of Instagram left, they wrote a nice blog post, but they didn't say anything about Mark Zuckerberg. And you get a sense that they have a lot more to say. When it comes to the founders of WhatsApp, they've been a lot more direct. One of the founders, Brian Acton, tried to start a delete Facebook movement on social media. So, you certainly get the sense that there is some tension there, and it's not happening at a good time for Facebook.
Is Brian the guy who said, look, when you leave, it's not because everything's going great?
So they've all sort of said some version of that, but they've never actually called out their former employer. Brian Acton has also given $50 million to fund competing messaging apps, a messaging app called Signal, which is sort of trying to do what WhatsApp is trying to do, which is encrypted messaging. And so it's certainly very ironic, and it does not appear as if he's very happy with how Facebook is running what was his company.
And has Zuckerberg spoken up and said, look, I'm a good guy?
So, each time these founders have left, Mark Zuckerberg has made a statement, about how the company is, sad to lose them, but also moving forward. And so, at this point, he's got a lot of bigger things on his plate, which is, is Facebook protecting democracy? We talked about the election war room that they set up last week, where they're trying to make sure that these elections that are happening in Brazil and the U.S. midterm elections coming up don't get thwarted, don't get undermined. And so these unfortunate personnel issues are just a bit of a distraction when there are a lot of really important things going on.